Welcome to Glow Music and to this Bethel Encounter message. Bethel Encounter is an afternoon prayer session set by the direction of God. It is targeted at gospel music servants and lovers, that is, singers, instrumentalists, music directors, music pastors, and key stakeholders in the music aspect of kingdom service. As believers, and especially as ministers of God in music, please be encouraged to participate in all these prayer sessions every week according to God's direction. Please stay tuned to this message.
We give God praise for this blessed Monday. We're here to pray and we are grateful to the Lord that by His grace and His mercies, we are alive to see this day. And for everyone taking part or time from their break time or they are out of their busy schedule making time to pray, it is a good thing, and I encourage you to keep on and remember that God must be involved in every bit of our affairs. Now, blessed Monday, our monthly theme for the season remains Hope Thou in God, which we know is from Psalm 42 verse 5. Why art thou cast down, O my soul, and why art thou disquieted in me? Hope thou in God, for I shall yet praise Him for the help of His countenance. Today's prayer is centered on how can we hope in God and things that fight our hoping in God. So it's twofold, how we can hope in God and also not to be ignorant, but to know what things can fight our hoping in God. We see from God's word in Psalm 119 verse 49, remember the word unto thy servant upon which thou hast caused me to hope. Remember the word unto thy servant upon which thou hast caused me to hope. It is important for us to remember God's promises, because hope grows as we remember God's promises. Hope is not based on nothing, it's based on God's promises. Sometimes that's why some are plunged into the pit of hopelessness. It is when you don't encounter God's word, then it becomes difficult to have any hope. So it's important as believers to stick to God's word, to be knowledgeable of God's word. We have to take it very serious when we get the opportunity to have encounters with the word of God, be it through our quiet time, be it through when the word of God is shared at church or at ministry meetings, or when the word of God, our colleagues share the word of God with us. We have to get excited when we go into God's word, because it is the basis of our hope. A wordless Christian ends up in the pit of hopelessness. A lack of the word of God in our lives leaves us into the land of starvation, of hopelessness. That dry land where it may seem as if we have been neglected or abandoned by the Lord. But it is just because we've taken our eyes off the word of God. Imagine what Psalm 119, where we find in Psalm 119 that thy word is a light unto my feet and a lamp unto my path, or a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. So imagine that you are walking on this path where there is no word. Where then is the light? So without the word, your path becomes dark, where it may seem that there is no hope. But there is hope and all you just need to see is the word of God, so that you don't abide in the darkness of hopelessness. It is very important. And we must remember that worshiping faithfully and surrendering our fears to God, it deals with things like doubt, disappointment, pride, and distractions. These things fight our hope. But we have to surrender ourselves, all these fears, doubts, disappointment, pride, distractions. We have to surrender all of them, or we have to get all of them dealt with by hope, which is based on God's word. In other words, things that can fight hope in our lives are disappointments. When you encounter disappointment, you begin to wonder, is there any hope at all? And human beings can disappoint you. God will never disappoint you. Amen. Where pride sets in and we egoistic and we think that all we have is ourselves, and we start becoming confident in what we can do by ourselves and not in God, it leads to that dry land where we become hopeless, because it gets to a certain day where we come to the realization that we could never fully depend on ourselves. And at that point, we start feeling hopeless, and it's all because we disconnected ourselves from God. We declared ourselves as independent and forgetting that God is our source. And the source of our relevance on earth is forever God. And without the Lord, it's just a void, a life of, as Solomon would put it, it's all, he used a certain word, vanity. It's all just vanity. You keep chasing after things. Today I want car, today I want house. At the end of the day, and you look at it, that the life of a man does not consist in the abundance of things he has all around him. It all becomes vanity when God is not at the center of it. And that's what happened to Adam and plunged the whole of mankind into this void of darkness and emptiness, where sin is ruling and the flesh is ruling and death is ruling. But thank God for Christ Jesus, that he sacrificing his life and restoring us back to righteousness, through righteousness which is hinged on his righteousness, hooking us back, bringing that relationship back to our source, and where we can now have a sense of purpose, that we are not just singing songs of things we have heard about, but we are singing songs of life based on the experience that we have had with the Holy Spirit, the experience we have had in getting connected back to our Father in heaven. It's very important. You see, in many ways, I've explained to you that our hope is based on the promises of God, and for which reason we can wake up every day having hope of a better life. And today our first prayer is from Romans 12:12. It says that rejoicing in hope, patient in tribulation, continuing instant in prayer. The only way we can be patient in tribulation and we can continue instant in prayer is, it starts with rejoicing in hope. Rejoicing in hope. Sometimes people say that, oh, I don't even know where to start the prayer from. I've lost the urge to pray. It's because in your mind, it is a hopeless situation. But when we start basing our hope on God's word, you see that our prayer life, we are even inspired to pray. And so today, be inspired to pray in Jesus' name. We are praying, Father in heaven, make me joyful and steadfast, even as I wait on you in hope. Let's lift up our voices and begin to pray in the name of Jesus. Lord, we place our hope and our trust in you, O Lord, in the name of Jesus. We are praying our second prayer from 1 Peter 5:7. Casting all our care upon him, for he careth for us. Casting all your care upon him, for he careth for you. The Lord has not left any of us destitute. He cares for us. We are praying, Father in heaven, I surrender my doubts, pride, and distractions to you. I surrender my doubts. I surrender my pride. I surrender any distraction in my life to you. Now, Lord, you take care of it in the name of Jesus. Lift up your voice and begin to pray. Lord, let pride not take me away from you. Let no distraction take me away from you. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. Our last prayer topic, but let him ask in faith, nothing wavering, for he that wavereth is like a wave of the sea driven with the wind and tossed. James 1:6. For he that wavereth is like a wave of the sea driven with the wind and tossed. And who is that? The one who does not ask in faith but wavers. We are supposed to ask or pray with faith, believing that as we are praying, the Lord has heard and is taking care of it. And so we are praying, Father in heaven, remove unbelief, which is an enemy. As I said today, we are dealing with hoping in the Lord. Remove unbelief and let faith and hope fill my heart and ministry. Please lift up your voices and begin to pray in the mighty name of Jesus. Like the disciples prayed, increase our faith. Like the person said, I help my unbelief. Help our hope to be full, Lord. In the name of Jesus. If you haven't given your life to Christ today, you're invited to do so. Jesus is the way, he's the truth, and he's the life. And he stated clearly that nobody comes to the Father except through him. We know from scripture that even those who died before the Lord Jesus died and resurrected again, when he died, he went to preach to them in hell, those who believed. They received life. There were many witnesses that saw people who had died even come back to life walking, the walking dead in Jerusalem. So there's no one who will have the opportunity to say that I didn't have the opportunity to give my life to Christ Jesus. Today, you have this opportunity. I plead with you that you submit your life to Christ Jesus. Scripture makes us understand that if we believe in our hearts, and we confess with our mouth that Jesus Christ is Lord, right there instantly we become his children, and the gift of eternal life, and not just that, but the gift of the Holy Spirit he grants us. So just say this short prayer with me. Lord Jesus, I thank you for the sacrifice that you made for me. This day, I surrender my life to you. I believe that you are God. I believe that you died and you got back, you raised back. And you are seated by the Father right now. So I surrender my life to you and I ask you to be my Lord. Be the savior of my life. Be my king. I choose to serve you from today and forever. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name, amen. Let's bless the name of the Lord in worship.
Amen. I'm not afraid of anything.
who just said this prayer in this service, contact us via email info@glowmusicministry.com or call or chat with us through 026-000-9090. God bless you for joining us.
Amen.
God bless you for being part of today's session. Our vision as a ministry is to become a global non-denominational music outreach ministry which propagates the gospel of salvation through music to the unseen and build up the saved through fellowship and scripturally sound music. Join us every Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday from 12 p.m. to 12:30 p.m. as you learn every week and pray, your life and ministry will experience transformation in the light of God's word. Amen. Go music. Stand out with God.